Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think I have good news, everyone, but yeah. I need you to be the judge.
You be the judge!
Yeah, you guys.
What?
I think I have a hobby.
First off, whoa. Yeah. Okay, I understand why it's a question now. I was like, how do you question what's good news? But now I get it.
Because it's T-Hack and he's real insecure about things like this.
No, I just trust your opinions.
Thank you.
I'm plenty secure. Why would you say that?
You've admitted on the show that even A-Hack, like, you're a needy mofo. You're probably the neediest person in this room, which is weird.
He has confidence in his insecurities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So your hobby, can I guess what your hobby is?
Sure.
Watching terrible shows on Netflix. No, you think
no.
That's a hobby.
It's also not on Netflix.
Wait, the prison thing's not on Netflix?
No.
What's it on?
It's just on YouTube TV. We record it.
It's not on Netflix?
No, it's called Love After Lockup, and it just, I don't even know what channel it's on, some weird channel, but we record it.
How do you record
on VHS? No, you just you set your DVR. You have unlimited when you have YouTube TV. It's like unlimited to record any show you want.
But if it's on YouTube, you don't have to record it. You just go to it.
No, YouTube TV.
It's separate.
I know, but
still on YouTube TV. Can't you just go to things?
No, because yes and no. This one, no.
Yeah, some
it
stuff,
has to be live or you record it.
I'm technology guy, yes, and I don't understand what you're talking about. I understand. Like,
this is why it's like a hobby.
But hear me out. Netflix is Netflix, and then you can also, oh my God, I'm going to be at 30,000 feet for 8 hours flying to London. Mm-hmm. I'm going to download a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Isn't YouTube TV the same as like I can just go watch anything on YouTube? But like you're saying shows still run from 7 to 8 at night, and you have to like have this pretend DVR. Like,
yeah.
They're just throwing it up on their server at 7 o'clock at night. It's not like there's a live show happening on YouTube at that time.
There is. It's YouTube TV. It's the service we use.
And
it has TV channels. It's live TV.
It's so, not live TV because they're not walking around with a camera into prisons. Like, they've pre-recorded that show, so they've just got it on a server. But you're saying at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, they show it. So if you're not there at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, you have to do this virtual. It's just an extra
Some reason, not everything is just available on demand. Some things are. Part of the hobby is searching what's available. What's not.
That hobby sucks.
But this wasn't it. This wasn't the
hobby. Can I hijack your hobby real quick?
Yeah.
If you haven't already?
Speaking of this, I just dropped $90 on my hobby, my new hobby. Mm. I'm so into it, you guys. Please don't give me that look. I am now officially an
pickleball.
A what?
Pickleball.
No, pickleball.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't think I can. I want to, though.
It's an athletic thing, so he's probably. What?
The pot said to the kettle?
All right.
Jeez.
I was going to say what my hobby is, but now I have some other thing. Nope. A different thing just happened.
Wait, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a new pay-per-view special coming out. It is a pickleball match
TV?
To the death between Steve and myself. I'm on two blown meniscuses and no cartilage in my knees, and I will smoke you. You call me out for my athleticism sitting over there, and you think I'm not coming back at you?
I would just sit up in a little
Aaron
square.
Aaron Diaz, set this up.
I gladly will.
Find
I'm
us
dying
a pickleball
to play.
Court.
Wait. Is that the one where you just stand there? I could do that one.
It's no, not just run. Standing there.
No,
we're playing pickleball.
I don't have to run.
Me, thee, you.
No, four square.
No,
I'll do four square.
No,
because you just stand.
We're playing pickleball.
It's the same as four
Dude,
square.
Really I'll is. Give you a month to prepare.
We're staring at my gut. You a month and a half.
All right, whoever your Ozempic doc is, you better triple up the dosage.
Dude, they still haven't dialed me in yet. I'm
yeah, well,
waiting.
They're going to have to dial. We are going at it. I swear to God, I'm taking you out.
No,
like,
I'll be in the
I'm going to say.
You'll be a member of the band.
I'm going to give you till May 5th.
Is it not fair because you've been playing pickleball?
I've never played
He's
pickleball.
Never no,
I've never played
I
pickleball in my
that
life.
That was his new hobby.
No, that I've
what
never
costs,
played
pickleball. Okay, what costs $90 at a hobby? You spent
$90. I spent $90. For a year subscription so I can watch in-car cameras to every single car on the F1 circuit. I am officially an F1 supporter. I am doing everything I can to go watch the F1 races in Austin.
They're coming. Yeah,
wow.
They're here.
They don't come to Denver.
No, but they come.
Because
we don't have any tracks here, right?
No, it's on the streets. They did a Grand Prix in Denver way back
in
the day.
Did I just hear Grand Prix?
That's how you pronounce it,
J-Hole. You're a Grand Prix guy all the way up until like what?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Lightning McQueen says Grand Prix.
You spent 90 bucks or 90 euros?
Yes. Good. Yes.
On my way in to work today, I stopped and got a croissant.
Okay. It's over. Whatever.
You're driving on the wrong side.
They did a Grand Prix in Denver way back in the day.
You sound so pretentious.
And it went around like by Ball Arena. It was called Pepsi Center back in the day.
What?
It was, but it wasn't F1. It's like the
it
other.
American,
it's like the. It's an open
the
wheel.
Cars.
No.
Dude,
oh my God! Better
the
than McLaren,
car.
Better than Red Bull.
I watched a
better
YouTube.
Than
speaking of YouTube, I watched a video where they put F1 car against the American Indy cars. Oh, it wasn't even a contest.
It was a champ car race in Denver in 1909.
No, it wasn't in 1909.
That's
there
what
was,
it says.
There was
nearby
a,
Brighton.
There was a Grand Prix in
the Grand Prix of Denver.
No,
was
it was
a champ car.
It was an
different?
Open wheel like Indy cars or. There was definitely a Grand Prix.
Right.
Downtown?
Well, yes, it was downtown.
For your age.
Wait.
We've lost control of the show.
Oh, wait, 2006. I see.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the Grand Prix, there's either tracks that are already made for it.
Yes.
But then there's city courses, like Monaco's a city
yes,
course where everybody
do.
Backs
Barriers,
their yachts up.
You're right.
It was so exciting we had to wait 100 years to do another one.
Good point. Real quick, you saw the Iron Man movies? That was the Grand Prix. That was in Monaco. The whole thing. The boats back up. They park
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Know,
I'm trying
town.
To see if
now
there's...
I'm interested. Let's okay. talk about Iron Man.
If anybody listening has access to Grand Prix things that they want me to go with them, I would happily go to Monaco with you. I'll sit on your private jet.
Okay.
I'll sit on your yacht.
Yeah.
I'll even serve you drinks and stuff while on your private. I just want access to Grand Prix things.
You gotta have $1 billion.
I know. I don't have that.
You're
I'm
90.
Looking for somebody listening to the show who will.
You get a
what? Yes, I will wear your logos.
I actually know someone who changes the. They're in the pit crew.
Not for Grand Prix, though.
I don't know what he
no,
does.
No, they're probably
There's
NASCAR.
Cars. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if it's NASCAR, then it's cool.
It's not cool.
F1.
F1, anyway.
What's wrong with IndyCar?
You come to my house for a Grand Prix race.
So you can really go inside
I can
the cockpit
go inside
of
can you
anybody's
party?
Car?
Can
not
you,
not
can you
for anybody
what?
In the room who's made fun of the way I say Grand Prix or
I
said that I was around in 1909. Pretty much
okay,
excludes everybody.
I was just confused. I wasn't.
But you're right. 100 years.
Wait, hold on. T-Hack, what is your hobby?
We don't have time to find out what his hobby is. But we will find out T-Hack's hobby, and we'll talk to you about where I'm going for the Grand Prix
oh, God.
Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So far, nobody's texted in to 51059 inviting me to Monaco or to Qatar.
Oh, is that where you're going next?
There are Grand Prix races. Who's the best Grand Prix driver, Steve? Do you know?
There was a Schumacher guy like forever ago.
Michael Schumacher was very famous. His kid raced a little bit last season, I believe.
Oh, he's old enough to have a kid now in the Grand Prix.
Yes, in the Grand Prix. Yeah. The best driver is Max Verstappen, actually.
What country was he out of?
I believe he's Dutch.
And what number is it?
It's not about the number. He's in the Red Bull.
I think it's actually Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton won a bunch of championships, but Lewis is getting his ass kicked the last 2 years by the Red Bull Racing team. Lewis drives for Mercedes, but Mercedes is no longer the front runner.
Dude, picking Red Bull is just so easy.
It's not easy. They were not the number one. They are now. The head of their racing.
I like how you just go.
I forget his name. Christian. Christian is involved in a bit of a scandal. He's married to one of the Spice Girls. He's married to Jerry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jerry, she's Spicy Spice.
No, she was.
This whole thing started. Tiak was going to tell us about his hobby.
Yes,
but instead we've morphed into just F1 talk.
F1 talk.
My hobby's getting a word in edgewise.
Your hobby's not going well.
Yeah. So we've talked before about how I'm very into sneakers and stuff, and we've kind of agreed that I don't know that that's really a hobby.
It's a collection more than a hobby.
Yes, but I think I've turned it into a hobby. So within sneakers, just like I assume Steve with collecting, I don't want to call them toys. It sounds offensive, but
do you happen to know what kind of shoes the F1 drivers wear?
They're wrestling shoes.
I don't know what they are, but they look, kind of look like wrestling
shoes.
They
do. Shoes. They're comfortable.
Let's look that up. Let's talk about that.
Anyway, back to.
But whenever you're like in the toy action figure community, there's like different sects, and the same thing happens with sects.
Oh,
it's a lot of consonants all together. But there's like for sneakers, there's the collectors, there's the vintage guys, there's the resellers, and there's also the rejuvenators, the like redoing the shoes, like fixing them up, restoring them.
Okay.
And so I've dabbled in all the sects before, but this is
taking a really long time. And can I just point something out? Mm-hmm. You guys made fun of me for saying Grand Prix, but you're not giving him any crap for saying sex.
Well, because his was more like a lisp, and I can't make fun of that.
Speaking of lisps, Max Verstappen, the number one driver,
he's got a weird little lisp.
He's Belgian and Dutch, by the way. You were right.
Okay. Is he Belgian and Dutch? Did you look him up? Okay.
Yeah. So I've gotten into the restoring.
Do we know what kind of shoes he wears, though?
We don't.
They wear called race car shoes. Driver shoes.
You're listening to Slacker and Steve. If you need information, go somewhere else.
Racing shoes.
Okay. Which sex are you honing in on?
So I've gotten into the restoring. Because I have a ton of shoes from all over my life, and I held on to them for so long, but I don't wear them anymore because they're all beat up because I wore them into the ground. But then I got deep into the rabbit hole of people restoring shoes.
Okay.
And realized I can do it. I can do this. You paint the midsoles.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's stuff you put on the bottom to bring the glow
really
back.
But it's really satisfying because it's like in Toy Story, where the guy restores Woody. So satisfying.
Oh, God. One of my favorite scenes.
Exactly.
It's when he paints over Andy's name at the bottom of the boot.
He does with one stroke. It's just like, stroke. Bye, Andy!
Yes.
And makes his eyes all shiny.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of shiny eyes, Charles Leclerc, who drives for Ferrari, sorry, keep going.
Well, within the restoring community, there's also this thing, it's called neo-vintage. And I wanted to know if Steve knew anything about this because it says it has hit the toy. It sounds so, I don't know what else to call it.
I just want everybody to know my F1 talk is way more interesting than where you're going right now.
Mine would be better if I could string it all together. You're hearing it in pieces. It's unfair. But it's where you restore something that is new, but it looks like it's vintage.
Oh.
So it's like you.
So you make it look a little distressed?
Exactly. Kind of, yeah. So like for a sneaker, for example, instead of putting white laces, there are like these creamy laces that you put in to make it look like if you actually bought the shoe in 85 and had it.
Oh, then it so would, it's like weathered.
Exactly. Okay. Doing that kind of thing. And have you ever come across that in toys at all? Is that a thing? Like,
yeah.
You don't want to, or even people
I thought in toys you
new,
want mint in box.
You kind of do, but I understand where T-Hack is saying you kind of want that slightly not beat the crap.
It's not patina, but like it's what he's talking about. Like my toy is that like sat by the sun, the white part of Buzz Lightyear looks like there was a smoker in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a little
and
yellow
if, and
on
if
it.
If you were to see a brand new Buzz Lightyear, is that what you said? Buzz
yes.
Lightyear? It wouldn't be, you'd be like, it looks off. Yes. It doesn't look like mine.
Yes.
Right.
Because it was aged. So, so that's the thing. So I've been getting into that.
Okay.
So it's still shoe adjacent, but I realize I don't know if this is a hobby. I'm just cleaning shoes. Does that count? I'm just like, got a toothbrush and I'm scrubbing. Like, it's still.
Feels like
do
you
I
could
have
get,
a hobby?
You could get like a giant chair and go out to DIA. Yeah. And wait for.
It feels like maybe a job. I'm better.
Yeah, no, it feels
for.
Like a second job. And if you keep bringing content like this to the show, might be your first job. Could you clean a race car shoe? Do you think?
Perhaps, yeah.
Like if Checo, the second driver for Red Bull, happened to stop by, do you think maybe you could clean his shoes? Or
I could.
Could you vintage those shoes up?
I could do it. Yeah.
I hope they get suspended.
All I'm saying is, if I have a Red Bull like F1 party at my house, will you come?
Oh, absolutely.
Steve?
This
was just a test because none of you bastards are invited to my house.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.